Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ. 3. Week 1. Christ as our virtues, the peace of God, our secret, and the one who empowers us. Monday, related verses. Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. Let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. I thank my God upon all my remembrance of you, always in my every petition on behalf of you all, making my petition with joy. For your fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Even as it is right for me to think this concerning you all, because you have me in your heart, since both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all fellow partakers with me of grace. Related reading. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, Paul declares, "To me to live is Christ." This statement is a testimony of Paul's inner reality. But what is the real expression of a life that lives Christ? This expression is found in the virtues listed in chapter 4, verses 5 through 9. In the same principle, in chapter 2, Paul sets forth Christ as our pattern. What will be the expression of a life that lives according to this pattern? The expression is in chapter 4, verses 5 through 9. The same is true with respect to Paul's word in chapter 3 concerning counting all things as loss, even refuse, in order to gain Christ. What kind of expression will there be in a person's life if that one condemns philosophy, rejects culture, and renounces religion, counting them as refuse in order to gain Christ? Again, the expression is seen in chapter 4, verses 5 through 9. The first aspect of the expression of a life that lives Christ is forbearance. A second aspect is the absence of anxiety. In a life that lives Christ, there will be forbearance, but no anxiety, no worry. A life that lives Christ is calm, tranquil, peaceful, and quiet. A life of turmoil, on the contrary, is a life that lives Satan. Forbearance is the most important element of a tranquil life. Forbearance is reasonableness and consideration in dealing with others. To have forbearance is to deal with others without strictness of legal right. Forbearance includes patience and moderation, but goes beyond them. If you have forbearance, you will not argue with others, fight with them, or debate with them. You may have a great deal to say, but you will have patience and moderation in dealing with others, and will not say anything in response to provocation or irritation. Suppose a group of sisters live together. The most precious sister will be the one who is the most forbearing. When difficulties arise, she will be calm and quiet. Even if others offend her, she will not retaliate. Sisters who lack forbearance, however, may easily react when they are offended. A proper Christian life is a life of calm. To live such a life means that we do not argue with people or fight with them. Forbearance is versus selfish ambition and vainglory, two negative things mentioned by Paul. Forbearance is also opposed to murmurings and reasonings. Whenever we have selfish ambition, vainglory, murmurings, and reasonings, there is no calm, no tranquility, no forbearance. If we live Christ, we will not argue with others. We will know what is the right time to speak even a calm word. Even a calm statement made at the wrong time can contribute to an argument. If someone is angry with you, it is best not to say anything. Exercise forbearance and wait for the right time to utter a calm word. It is especially important for married brothers and sisters to practice this. If your husband or wife is argumentative, be careful about the way you speak. It may be wise not even to call on the Lord aloud. Such a calling may stir up trouble. Instead of speaking outwardly, calm yourself, call on the Lord inwardly, and wait until the situation is tranquil before you say anything. As an elderly person, I have passed through a great many experiences in human life. Under the sovereign hand of the Lord, I have been in a great many different circumstances. I have known poverty, and I have known what it is to have my needs supplied. I can testify that in all the circumstances of human life, anxiety is present. Anxiety is a word that can sum up human life. The totality of human life is anxiety. Paul speaks of anxiety in chapter 4, verse 6, because he realized that it is the totality of man's life. Paul also realized that forbearance is the totality of a proper Christian life. Thus, to live Christ is to have forbearance without anxiety.